Thanks to the more 6,000 of you who filled in the survey, we're back with some changes to the Varnamore Group Boss based on your feedback. Huge thanks to everyone who participated. Here's a summary of the changes. The Hui Quotal is now classed as a Draconic creature and will be weak to Dragon Bane weaponry. We've reworked the Dueling Wand, so we've removed the unique spell. The wand can now auto-cast any spell from the standard spellbook. With the removal of the Dueling Shot, this weapon can no longer cast any spells at 3 ticks, and like before, standard spells are the standard 5 tick cast. The Dueling Wand now deals Dragonbane damage. Stats that have been changed or added are now Magic Strength plus 10, which was previously plus 5, a new Dragonbane Accuracy at plus 50, and a new Dragonbane Strength of plus 20. We've added a new reward in the form of a ranged armor set with a total of plus 8 prayer bonus and plus 9 more magic defense than Blessed Dragonhide. Added seeds for a new herb which will be combined with a secondary ingredient from the upcoming herb lore activity to create a prayer regeneration potion. We added Sunfire Splinters and Blessed Bones to the Way Quotal's loot table. We'll rename the Muddy Pages, Dueling Wand and the new range set, and the instance systems will work similarly to that of Nex. And yes, there will be a pet. A winged beast. We'll start with one of the more interesting points of feedback we saw. A lot of players looked at the mighty Hui Quotal and saw a dragon. Now this wasn't originally our intention, so the lore implications will still need to be worked out. However, with the changes to the Dueling Wand, it makes sense to introduce a matching weakness to the boss. Consequently, the Hui Quotal is now Draconic and is weak to Dragon Bane weaponry, including the Dueling Wand. The Dueling Wand. One of the biggest conversations we saw was about which space this hotly debated weapon was trying to fill. As many of you pointed out, that space has already been filled quite recently with the Warp Scepter. In addition, its strength came from Earth spells, which will only see real benefit with the upcoming Project Rebalance changes. Although we think the original design is in a great spot, it's unfair for us to ask you to judge this weapon before you've seen the rebalance changes for yourself. Even when it does launch, it will take time for the new meta to be established, and by that point, the wand will have already been pulled. We're stepping away from elemental weapons until Project Rebalance has been realised, so that the community and the team alike can figure out where the gaps in your armories are and what new rewards might fill that space. Instead, the Dueling Wand will now be a Dragonbane weapon with plus 50% Dragonbane accuracy and plus 20% Dragonbane strength. Not only will it be effective against the Hui Quotal herself, it will be a stepping stone towards more powerful Dragonbane weapons like the Dragon Hunter Lance or Crossbow. We'll also give the weapon an extra 5% magic strength. Lastly, we're removing the Dueling Shot spell and instead allowing you to autocast any spell from the standard spellbook, which means the Dueling Wand will benefit from all elemental tomes. With the removal of the Dueling Shot, this weapon cannot cast any spells at 3 ticks, and will instead, like before, cast standard spells at 5 ticks. A new reward. From something old to something new, we saw comments that you expected at least a few more uniques from a group boss. With that feedback in mind, we've added a new range set. This set consists of a head, body, legs and van braces and will be an improvement over Blessed Dragonhide armour with an extra 9 points of magic defence and a total of plus 8 prayer bonus across the 4 pieces. The set will require 40 defence and 70 range to equip, apart from the legs which will have no defence requirement. We're keen to hear your feedback on this new reward. Prayer Regeneration Potion. We've saved one of our biggest changes for last. A lot of you found it strange that the Prayer Regeneration Potion wasn't coming from the Herbal Activity, which is a fair feedback point. We did want to give players a reason to come back to the boss after they've scooped their uniques, so we decided it should drop seeds for a new herb, which will serve as the primary ingredient from the Prayer Regeneration Potion. You'll get the secondary from the new herb lore activity, and Bob's your uncle. Of course, you may be able to obtain the seed or herb itself from other sources in the future, but for now, the Hui Quotal will be the only place it's available. We haven't decided whether this herb should be used as a primary for recently passed Potion of Goading, but we'll be sure to let you know when development has progressed further. As a small clarification, the Prayer Regeneration Potion will have 4 doses, allowing players to restore up to 66 prayer points per dose. We'll be looking into how this effect interacts with those of the Blessed Wrench and other such items, so stay tuned. Smaller changes. Added Sunfire Splinters and Blessed Bones to the Hui Quotal's loot table. We'll rename Muddy Pages, the Dueling Wand and the new range set. The instance system will work similarly to that of Nex, and there will be a pet. That's it for the feedback changes. The news post has been updated and the poll questions have been added. Make sure you're up to swap before the poll goes live, and thank you once again for your feedback.